guys.
Hey.
Yellow.
Welcome to episode 64 of Swiftcast. This is Steph.
Ashley.
And Haley.
And I don't know about you guys, but I am so, so excited. I can barely contain myself recently these days. I can't even express the excitement I feel right now.
Well, you have something really, like, a real reason to be excited.
Well, I'm not just talking about the Giver premiere that I am so lucky to get to go to tomorrow, but just the whole new era is coming, new music.
Well, it's so funny because, like, we recorded last Sunday and we said, this has to be the week. Taylor has to tell us something. And then we've been, like, bombarded with information all week.
Of course.
We were right, you know, so that was nice.
I knew that it had to be the week.
I would have preferred it if she would have released the clues while we were recording, if she would have, like, realized that, and then we could have given the info right to you guys as it was coming. But, yeah, there were so many exciting things going on, and I'm just so, so excited about what's coming up next.
A storm is brewing. The storm of album 5.
So I think to get you guys up to date with all of this excitement that's going on, we're just going to go right into keeping up with Swift.
So first, a recap of the clues that Taylor has so kindly provided to us, which she released throughout the course of last week. So clue number one was a video of Taylor pressing the 18th floor button in an elevator. What'd you guys think about that?
That one was, like, kind of tough because it was the very first one. So at first there were a couple things. I thought maybe it means there are 18 songs on the album. Maybe it means the title of the album is 18, which wouldn't really make any sense. And then the one that I actually think is likely is that a new single will be released on August 18th, which is a Monday.
Or, like, all the information about album 5.
Which yes. We very soon will no longer have to call album 5. How crazy is that?
I might still call it album 5. I'm so used to it.
We're just going to make posters for tour that say album 5. Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever, like, talked about and anticipated an album for so long. Even for Red, like, I was definitely, like, anxiously awaiting it. But I feel like we've been calling it album 5 for, like, years now, which I guess it's only been a year or so.
What did you guys think with the 18th?
Like, right away, I'm like, something's happening the 18th.
I mean, it just seemed like the most likely explanation. You know, it could mean other things about the album, but she knows that what everybody wants the most is a date of when things are happening.
Yeah. There were so many theories flying around.
They were fun to read.
Shout out to the person who did the research to figure out what building elevator in New York that they think she was in.
Right, that was my favorite by far.
Right, and wasn't it the building where GMA is in Times Square?
I think so, and they had a theory that she's going to be performing on the top floor of the building, which, I mean, seems possible.
It could be where she'll release the first single and announce the album info.
And, you know, it definitely makes sense to me that she's going to be doing the announcement from New York. She's always done it from Nashville, but this is such a new era, newer and more different than every other era before. And New York has been, you know, her main home base for so many months now. So I definitely am not surprised she's doing it there.
I can't say I'm not disappointed as somebody who's been listening to Taylor since Tim McGraw and is a country music fan, but I understand, and I do love her New York style, I love her New York apartment, and so I'm excited. I do miss Nashville a little bit. The bad thing about Nashville is when she's there, we never see her, so at least when she's in New York, we can kind of get some candids and see how amazing she looks every day.
Yeah, in Nashville, we only get to see her if a fan takes a photo with her or, like, a random snapshot in, like, a coffee shop or something, but we barely see her at all. So then, a couple days later, we moved on to clue number two. Now, this one was really interesting and had a lot of different aspects to it. So it was a screenshot of Taylor's phone showing the time of 5 o'clock, and then the wallpaper on her phone was a picture of sort of like a shelf in her apartment, and it had Olivia on it. She's hanging out in the bookshelf, and then a Polaroid camera, and then a greeting card which had like a picture of the New York skyline on it.
Right, and the caption on that picture said, "To a beautiful friend in a beautiful home," which was nice. I wonder who made it for her.
I
But
assume it
yeah.
was like a housewarming gift that someone gave her when she moved there.
My guess is Carly.
That would be my guess too. So my initial thoughts about this clue was August 18th at 5 p.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time, yes, because she was in New York, which is Eastern time.
Hey guys, we're getting a first glance feeling of album 5 on New York time. It just came to mind.
Amazing. She would love that. She needs to listen to this episode and hear that. But also, I think the New York skyline also kind of confirms that she will be actually doing the album information and release in New York.
And so, again, even more theories surfaced with that. Now, this was the craziest thing to me, and I never would have even thought to look for this information, but apparently, so we all know Olivia Benson, the cat, is named after the Law and Order SVU character. Well, apparently, the character on the show's birthday is August 18th.
Yeah. I can't believe people figured that out.
Like, she's been probably planning this for God knows how long.
It's incredible the amount of research people do, or just the facts that they know and put this all together.
And so somebody also said, and Steph, you can confirm this since you know French, that cat in French is chat or something.
Yeah, it's pronounced chat, Chat, so it looks like chat.
Yeah. And then they also said that the Polaroid camera had to do with the black and white speculation.
So what was the French thing, though?
That's what the person said, that cat in French is chat. I don't know why they thought that French was relevant, but that was what his theory, that was just what it said on Twitter. So if it's on Twitter, it
Okay.
must
So
be
they're
true.
saying, I read also, I also read that maybe the album's name will be Polaroid.
That would be so funny with Ed's song. Like, I don't really see that because he just released the song called, well, Photograph, but it just seems really similar. Also, Polaroid is a brand name, so I don't know if that would be like feasible for her to take as an album title, though I'm sure if Taylor Swift asks you for something, you say yes.
Either that or her album cover is a Polaroid.
That would be really cool if the like album booklet photo shoot was Polaroid style, 'cause we know she's been into that for like pretty much this whole Red era. So that clue really gave us a lot of different pieces. And then clue number 3, which was released on Thursday, was a lot more simple. It was just the Yahoo logo.
In the search bar that said, "This is clue number three."
Yeah. I mean, that definitely makes sense. It'll be streamed on Yahoo. They've been doing a whole summer concert series showcasing different artists every single day. And if you look at the calendar, they have an artist every day except for the 18th, which is blank.
Which makes sense if they want
It
something every
does.
day, but something's gonna be a surprise, you don't want to post it.
And you know what else? People researched this and figured it out too. At the Met Gala, Taylor actually hung out with Marissa, who's the CEO of Yahoo, and they actually took a picture together, so.
So it's hard to say if Taylor's going to be dropping even more clues for us this week or if the next thing will just be the announcement itself.
I'm hoping for the announcement, although I've had a lot of fun with these clues.
They are so much fun.
And you know she had so much fun making them for us.
Well, like Stephanie mentioned earlier, we have a lot of exciting things that are coming up this week. August 11th is, of course, the Giver premiere, which Ashley and Stephanie will both be at.
Yay!
Yay!
August 13th is going to be The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which which Taylor will be on in the EU section and other stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, this, when she tweeted, when she, Jimmy Fallon actually tweeted the video of her as Natalie, she uses the same glasses and mouthpiece that she wore when she and Caitlyn did the videos with Eunice. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish Eunice would come on and we could just like all go back to 2009 and have vlogs again. So I'm pretty excited about this. At first, I was hoping she would do lip syncing with Jimmy, but I think this will be really fun.
Well, I'm guessing that, you know, in the next 2 days, so either the 11th or the 12th, she's going to make the announcement saying officially when to tune in for the album news. And then when she goes on these talk shows this week, she can promote it then again there.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah, I really think we'll get the announcement Monday or Tuesday.
I think it'll be Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, because it's my birthday, and Taylor always is nice to think of me and plan her schedule accordingly. I mean, the last two eras, she's toured here in Chicago on my birthday weekend, and she announced Red the day after my last birthday, so she always does something right around that time for me.
She's so thoughtful.
She really is. She's the best.
Well, the next talk show that she's going to be on is August 14th. Late Night with Seth Meyers.
I'm excited for that. I love Seth Meyers.
That's your husband, Steph.
Yeah, I have a big crush on him. He's so cute.
And then there's August 18th. More news to come. And then August 24th, she's going to be at the VMAs. Yay!
Performing.
And I just remembered that video that Taylor, Ed, and Austin made for the VMAs last year.
That was so cute. I think that she'll open the VMAs again. She'll either open or close.
Did she open or close last time? I can't remember.
When she first performed We Are Never Ever, it was opening it.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they'll have her close. But I think it's going to be huge.
Oh, my God. Wait. I don't know. I'm not even, like, speculating at this point because all my guesses will be wrong. But I just can't imagine and can't wait to find out what the single is going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's going to be a big pop-sounding song that likely Max Martin is involved in. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to top We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together in terms of downloads and on the charts. I think people have just been anticipating this for so long. It's going to blow up. Speaking of the radio, though, this was also really exciting last week. Taylor had a radio party at her apartment in New York City on August 6th. So she had all these people from the radio, and I'm sure they got to hear the new single, and I'm so jealous. And they were all playing with her awards, like her Moon Man for the VMAs and her Grammys, which I thought was hilarious because we know Ed has said in interviews before that her Grammys were in L.A., like, all over her house, like, in the bathroom and in the kitchen and on her piano. And so she must have, I would do the same thing, honestly, but she must have shipped them to New York, and they were just kind of playing with them. They were really fun pictures if you haven't seen them.
Can you imagine, like, how carefully a package with all of Taylor's Grammys in it would have to be guarded if she shipped it?
Exactly. And, like, what if one broke or something?
She probably had, like, a specific person hired just to, like, transport it.
I would tell them to just drive it across the country in the front seat.
Yeah.
Right beside you. But there was a really cute photo where everybody in the photo was holding a Grammy, and then one guy was holding Olivia. It was like she was a Grammy. It was so cute.
I feel bad for Meredith, though. I feel like she's getting neglected.
Yeah, we haven't really seen her as much, but she's still traveling with Taylor.
Feel like, though, she might be relieved that there's a new thing for people to play with so she can just stay in her corner.
That's also true. I just want to see a video of them all. Like, I think that would be great. The next day, on August 7th, Taylor had another radio promotional party for people on her team. And Scott was actually seen walking into her apartment building, which I thought was really exciting. Clearly, there was something big going on if Scott Bruchetta's walking into your apartment building.
I mean, you know he's heard the single already, so I kind of wonder if they heard the whole album.
That makes me incredibly jealous if they did.
Well, obviously, Scott has heard everything for the past 2 years, but if he was there, like, it had to be the most important party she has ever had.
And at this party, again, she got out her Grammys, so...
I feel like that was, like, a subtle reminder to the radio people. Play my song so that more of these can happen. So Taylor will be very, 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 very busy over these next few weeks. But one thing that we'd love to see her do sometime this upcoming year, as we've been talking about for, like, 5 years now, is go back to SNL as a host again.
Yes, absolutely.
So every year around this time, before they start the new fall season, they sort of, you know, post on social media and ask people, who would you like to see, both as a host and a musical guest? So, of course, we all want Taylor. I'm sure she knows how much people want her to do it. I bet they've even asked her to do it, and they're just waiting for the right time, hopefully. But you should definitely increase her chances and tweet at NBC SNL. And then tell them all about why you think Taylor should be a host and a musical guest. And then you can use the hashtags SNL Music and SNL Host. And hopefully if we do that a lot, it will remind them how many fans she has who want to see her on again.
Yeah.
Even when she just had that little appearance on Ed's episode, that was great.
Yeah, and back in 2009 when she did it, it was the highest rated episode of the season, except for the final one when Betty White came on. Yeah,
she was very popular, but, like, that was even before Speak Now. Like, with how much her popularity has skyrocketed, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they're definitely missing out. It needs to happen again.
I feel like she's only gotten funnier and sassier and a better actress over the years.
Exactly. Well, everybody, it seems like, is having Swiftie problems, so...
So many problems.
There is so many problems going on right now, and we understand. So we're going to go right to our mini segments for some Swiftie problems.
Oh, definitely. And our first one comes from Smarty Queen. Only excited about TCAs tonight because of Taylor Swift Swiftie problems.
Our next one is from @TaylorTunes, and they said, kind of devastated that I'm working the night of the Teen Choice Awards, Swiftie problems.
And our next one comes from @SwiftieSam13. No, I just realized I'm going to Six Flags on the 18th, so I'm going to miss everything. Swiftie problems.
I told her she better go find some Wi-Fi there.
Right?
Yes.
Well, she also sent us a really funny tweet just a few minutes ago, and she said that ever since our episode with Alexander Gold, she cannot stop saying girl bye, and I just thought that was so funny.
Girl bye.
It is a great way to end an argument.
Well, our next one is The Keys to Me. Prediction. Track 5 on album 5 will be the saddest Tay song of all time. Swiftie problems. My body is not ready. Get the tissues ready.
I cannot wait for track 5. I mean, I don't want Taylor to be sad, but you know what I mean. Track 5 is always incredible. Our next one is from @LonaLou. Is it August 18th yet? I cannot handle the suspense. Swiftie problems.
Yeah, join the club.
Well, thank you for submitting your Swiftie problems. I'm sure everybody's going to have a lot more problems this week before the 18th, so please feel free to send them to us and vent. We will certainly listen. For now, we're going to go right into our fashion segment.
So, back in July, Taylor, as we know, posed in front of the beautiful Angel Wing mural in New York, which was done by Kelsey, who, if you haven't listened to our last episode, go back and listen because we interviewed her. But in this picture, we just tracked down Taylor's outfit, and she was wearing Rag & Bone Tatiana shorts, which were $255, but they were marked down now to $180. And with that, she wore her black Rag & Bone Miles boot, which is $550, and Free People patent pork pie hat, which is only $58.
I want the hat. I just noticed I have a Free People 30 minutes away from me.
It's a great store.
It is.
I only have one dress of theirs, but I love it.
I got super excited, mainly because Taylor buys from there.
On July 29th, Taylor was out and about, and she wore the AG Adriano Goldschmied Tristan Hyrie shorts and sulfur papaya.
I would love to hear Nate have pronounced that outfit.
Yeah, I wish she were here. They were kind of like red shorts. They were really cute. They were $118 and they're now $82.60. With that, she wore a Topshop blue and white oversized casual striped shirt. It is $64 on Nordstrom, but it's actually sold out right now. And then she carried her Prada Saffiano Luxe tote, which is $2,240.
Then on July 31st, Taylor wore an American Apparel Pinpoint Oxford round collar, which is only $46, and it's on sale for $23. And then she paired it with these adorable Oxford flats that are Bedstuffed Oxfords, which are $98.
On August 6th, Taylor wore a golden yellow skirt called the Entice Striped Linen A-Line Mini. And there's no price for it yet because it's from the upcoming collection this fall, but we'll keep you posted. And with that, she wore brown lace-up booties, which are the Timberland Marge Ox platform booties, which are sold out. And she carried her red Max Mara J-Bag satchel for the low price of $1,490.
Sign me up for that bag.
I love that bag. She has the best bags.
They're always the most expensive, the ones you like.
I really like the $5,000 blue one. I'm gonna get right on buying that. On August 7th, Taylor left her apartment with Meredith and Olivia, and she wore a Vince sheer stripe sleeveless silk blouse. It is $245. And then she wore a Robert Rodriguez black plaid skort. It is $265. And I was excited that she's bringing skorts back into style because I actually really like skorts. But she also carried her Prada Saffiano Luxe tote, which again is $22.40.
And then tonight, August 10th, Taylor wore a green crop top skirt and shirt combo from Novice NYC Spring Collection, the 2014 one. She paired it with yellow Charlotte Olympia Admiral knotted canvas and leather heels, which are $895, and they're no longer available, which is so adorable. I love this outfit.
Her outfit was great tonight. And I do love the crop top era. It seems to be completely defining this era, and I'm not complaining. I wish I could actually pull off the look, but that's all right. Taylor can do it. Well, thank you very much to tayswiftstyle.com for tracking down all of these outfits. You can go to her site for more information. She has links to the outfits and websites where you can purchase them. So please go visit her site. Next, we want to give you a quick recap on tonight's Teen Choice Awards. Taylor presented the award for Best Male Actor in a Drama. Taylor was so hilarious when she introduced this award. She actually said, "I was excited when they asked me to come and present this award because no one knows more about dramatic males than I do."
That was the perfect thing to say. And I was also really, really excited because the winner of that category, which I knew it would be, was Ansel Elgort, who just starred in The Fault in Our Stars. And I loved that movie. I loved him in it. And just seeing them interact made me really happy. And also, he was very awkward and adorable when he was accepting his award.
He was, and that was a great movie.
He had so much to say that I think they cut him off at the end of it.
That movie dominated the award show, definitely.
Yeah, I was not surprised at all that they took home many, many awards.
Well, in terms of awards, Taylor unfortunately only took home one. She was actually up for 6 awards. I thought she would take home more, but she won Choice Female Country Artist. So that's still exciting. She has another surfboard.
So now for some reminders. As always, if you have not already, make sure you press the subscribe button on iTunes, and that downloads the latest episode for you so you can get them to your phone or iPod automatically. And you can talk to us in a lot of different ways. We're on Twitter at SwiftCast13, on Taylor Connect with the username SwiftCast13, at facebook.com/theswiftcast. You can email us at theswiftcast13@gmail.com. And all of this information is also on our website at swiftcast13.com.
So, definitely keep in touch with us. And next, we're going to go to our final segment of what we think Taylor will do this week.
Torture us!
I think that she is going to crash the entire internet when she releases her announcement of the announcement.
I think she's going to play with us a little bit before she actually announces it, though.
Well, she's running out of time.
But, like, the day of, like, she's going to toy with us, I swear. I feel it.
Yeah, probably.
Seems kind of like the vidi that was all in red, right before the announcement for red.
Yes.
Well, if there's vidi in black and white, we'll know what's happening.
I hope the album is not called Black and White, though.
I don't think she would do another colored album. I just think that color scheme is going to be present.
I do, too. We already know a lot about her schedule for this week, so I don't want to predict something obvious. So I think that
she's going to bring... Well, I have a question for you, Steph. Well, I guess we can all talk about it, but what do we think she's going to wear to the Giver premiere?
I would not be surprised if she wears a crop top.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been her style, and she looked amazing tonight. I don't know if that's too, like, informal for a movie premiere. The TCAs are a little more beachy.
True. As well as when she wore crop top to the ACMs back in April. They're not quite as formal as, like, the CMAs. So, yeah, I don't know. I think she's going to look amazing and make everybody else look awful. So that will definitely happen.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I think... maybe at one of these late night shows, we'll finally get a video of Olivia and Meredith together. I think she'll be asked about them. That's my hope, anyways.
That would be amazing.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on episode 64 today. We know this was a little bit shorter, but be on the lookout for our special episode that will include coverage of the Giver premiere. Ashley, Haley, and I will be talking about the premiere, and we are so, so excited to go and tell you guys all about it. So stay tuned, and, you know, we have a lot of exciting things coming up, so we are really excited to hang out with you guys and just fangirl, really, is what this is all about. Fangirl with you guys, and just, we are so ready to ring in the new era.
Absolutely. Could not be more ready.
So thanks for joining for episode 64. This has been Steph,
Ashley,
and Haley.
And we will see you next week.
Peace out, Swift Scouts.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Swiftcast. Visit us on the web at theswiftcast.com. The theme song for Swiftcast was written and performed by Sydney and Chuck. Swiftcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift, Big Machine Label Group, or 13 Management.